and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. It is approaching a week of rain and colder temperatures, so that's kind of a bummer for us.
Yeah, but we had a good week last
week. We had a great week.
We had days that were close to the 80s.
Yes.
Which was really weird. That's really not normal for this time of the year, but it was kind of nice.
It was wonderful. We got
a lot
done.
But we knew that something was, you know, it was going to change. I mean, this is East Central Illinois. We know the weather can change 40 degrees in one day. It happens all the time. We've lived here all of our lives. We adjust.
Exactly. But we're getting a lot of stuff done anyway, even when it's chilly outside.
Burning.
But yes, we've been burning. Closely supervised burning.
I know, that's too bad about that part. But I have been pretty good. I even drug the hose out there a couple times.
You did.
Just in case. I didn't turn it on, but I did have it there so you could see it.
Right.
It looked nice, didn't it?
It looked lovely.
Thank you.
So we have a bit of excitement to share from the past week. If you live in the country or know people who live in the country, you understand that mice are a reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't realize it. I'd lived in town all my life, and you know, occasionally we would get a mouse in the house, but it was extremely rare. But in the country, even at Five Feline Farm,
You would think
that maybe, yeah, and we get mice in our garage sometimes.
Yes.
And if they don't find a trap, then sometimes they get in the basement.
They can get through very, very small openings.
And so we've tried to block them all.
We have. It's really, really hard, though, to keep them from getting into the house. Thankfully, since we are Five Feline Farm, we do have cats in the house.
Yeah.
And they will, most of them will catch them, play with them.
Bring them upstairs.
Bring
from the
them
basement.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that we can enjoy them. They don't leave them in the basement, which would be better.
Right.
But no, they want to bring them upstairs.
But you can tell by particularly the behavior of Honeybee and Rooney when
they're like
watching
master
one.
Mousers.
They are
really good.
So we can tell and we watch their behavior. So when we get a mouse in the house, we do catch and release. I know that's probably a bad plan. And
if
they're
in the house,
circle around and come back in.
Everywhere else, there's traps.
Right.
In the garage. And we had the garage doors open for a long time this week because we're cleaning stuff out. You've been cleaning bee boxes.
Right.
And bee boxes are a good place for mice to hide in the garage.
So I'm sure I disrupted several and they decided coming inside was safer. But it really wasn't safer.
It wasn't because we do have cats.
We do. So this week, this past week, on Wednesday or Thursday morning.
I think it was Wednesday maybe. I don't know.
It's our habit that we're retired to sit out on the porch and drink coffee for, you know, I don't know, 45 minutes or an hour in the morning. Just, you know,
because
it's how
we
start our morning. That's right.
Watch the birds.
Yes. And we noticed the behavior of Honeybee in particular, but
yeah.
Rooney as well.
They were both acting suspicious, and they typically, when they bring mice in, thankfully, at least they bring them to the sun porch.
Right.
9 times out of 10, that's where they take them. And we have this cabinet that we have wine bottles in. I should say we had a cabinet.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Yeah, it's gone. We had a cabinet that had wine bottles in it, and that's always been a good place for the mice to hide in those wine bottles.
Yes.
So we don't just ignore this situation and let it run.
We know
amok.
Better now.
Right. So we closed it off. We have gloves, a jar.
We have a whole
bucket.
Mouse kit.
We do have a mouse kit.
And we're really kind of good at this. So
we
know,
are.
Yeah, I think it's pretty. We might want to like market those, the mouse
we
kits.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got our mouse kit. We closed it off so that we knew we had the mouse confined to the porch and the chase was on.
Yes. And we did finally see it. It took us a while to finally see it, but it was hiding back there in wine bottles.
Yes. So we started moving furniture, taking things apart, and then chasing the mouse.
Yeah,
because up and down.
We know that they're going to go around the edge of the room. I mean, we've done this many times, unfortunately. And so we have, you know, we have a plan of, you know, we always decide who's going to catch it this time, who's going to, you know, move furniture and
open the doors.
Yeah,
so we can
open
take
the
it
doors
out.
And get it out. You know, how are we going to do this?
So we'd chase this little mouse. It was pretty lively, too.
It was really lively. Trust me.
And we chased it up and down the porch a few times, and it got back behind the cat tree on the end of the porch.
And the cats are out of there. We took the cats out at this point because we knew the door was going to open, and, you know, we didn't want cats in there. And, you know, we have all these cats and us chasing this poor little mouse around. It would be out of control. So we took the cats out.
We do kind of need a video of this.
We
at
do.
Some point.
I know. Yeah.
So you were on the end where the door and the cat tree both were, and you moved the cat tree.
I did. Yeah. I moved the cat tree because we knew it was on that end somewhere. And so as I moved the cat tree, now let's just say I've learned a few things from this.
Yes.
But I was in sweats. I mean, we were having coffee on
the porch. Usual morning attire,
yeah.
Sweats.
So I had sweats on, and these sweats happened to be loose at the bottom. You know, they don't have elastic, so they had like
just open.
Yeah, open,
comfy.
Yeah, they were comfortable. And I started, when I moved the perch, I thought, I have a strange sensation in my pants.
I did not see the mouse leave the cat tree. So I was still looking for
I didn't see
where
it either.
The mouse was.
I didn't see it. And so then, you know, I looked at you with probably a really strange look. And I said, I think that mouse is in my pants. And then I decided, no, it's not my pants. So I started stomping.
I don't think it liked that.
No, it didn't like that. So the next thing I know, I definitely knew the mouse was in my pants because it was running around in my pants. And I was like, oh my gosh, the mouse is in my pants.
Yes. And you looked at me with
I didn't know what to do. I was just
frozen. Horror.
Frozen
was, yeah. Horror that there was a mouse in your pants.
Yeah.
And so I immediately said, take them off.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even figure out what to do. So I got those pants peeled off pretty quickly.
Yes. And then I scooped up your sweats and took them out on the deck out back and started to shake them around. And sure enough, the mouse took off.
Yeah. That almost creeped me out more because I was trying to think that I was just imagining this mouse
right.
is running around in my pants. But surely not.
It did.
It did. And I think of that as a possibility every time I go like to one of our outbuildings and, you know, I wear pants like work pants that are closer at the bottom. But I think about it then, you know, because, you know, sometimes you open an outbuilding, there's a mouse running around. I'm kind of used to it and ignore it. But I do think, oh, I don't want those in my pants. So, you know, I think about it then. I never even thought about it.
And we've caught many a mouse in our
yes.
house. And this has never happened to either one of us.
No.
And you had no doubt that this mouse
did
went
quite the dance.
Up one leg and down the other, I believe.
Yeah. Let's not even talk about. I mean, because it creeps me out kind of to talk about it. But I feel like I need to. Because
right.
here's a lesson. First of all, if you chase mice, wear pants that have elastic or have a tapered leg.
Yes. I think maybe one of the bee suits would be a good mouse catching attire.
Yeah, because trust me, if you have not ever had a mouse in your pants, try to keep it that way.
I'm afraid that if it would have happened to me, it would have rained on the mouse in my pants.
Yeah.
Or worse, hailed.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I was fairly calm, but I was so freaked out. I was just like immobilized.
And stunned.
And stunned. And I have had, I don't know, a few years ago, I put on one of my work coats that had been hanging in the garage in the winter. It was a heavier work, like a barn jacket. I put it on in the house, which I usually don't do. I came back in the house to, I don't know, get my shoes or something. And I felt a strange sensation then. And there was a mouse that had gotten inside the lining of my barn jacket and was running around my neck. So
I can't even tell you how my physical reaction is this moment. Just creeped out at the concept of a mouse running around in any part of my clothing.
It was very creepy. So, you know, I do have that experience. And that day when I felt the mouse, I took it and flicked it across the room, because what else would you do?
Of course.
Inside the house. And it got in the piano, of all things. But our cats did catch it.
They did get that one.
Vigil with that. And they did catch it.
They
so
did.
It didn't last real long. But yeah, so I had that creepy feeling then. So, you know, solved that problem. The coat now stays in the house. No problem.
Right.
Never has gotten another mouse in it. But in my pants, I think was worse.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it wasn't me. I would have passed out, or like I said, rained and hailed on that mouse.
Yeah. It was, it all happened so quickly. And then afterwards, it's kind of like, did that really happen?
Yeah, it really did.
Yeah. So it was creepy. It's never boring around here.
Not at all.
Yeah. So do not. So my advice is not to wear pants that do not have elastic at the bottom if you're mouse chasing, because I'm sure most people chase mice.
Of course they do. I mean, who would?
We're kind of like honorary felines, I think, here.
I think so, too.
Yeah. I mean, we actually do more work with the mice catching them sometimes than the cats do.
Our cats clearly are not hungry enough.
No.
To chase mice.
No. They'll chase them, carry them around, but yeah, that's about, then they leave them for us to deal with them.
Yes. So that is the exciting story from the past week. Wow. I don't know how we'll top that one next week.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
Oh, mercy. Let's try not to do anything more exciting than that. So let's talk a little bit about the mercantile and the only essential shopping.
Right. Yeah, it's been a while since we've been able to be open.
But we've given this a lot of thought about the type of products that we offer and the potential to do a touchless system like we did right before the...
right before we had the...
stay-at-home order.
Yes.
And we do have food products, and we also have soap and balm, which are quite essential these days.
Yes.
So we are putting together a plan that we can reopen on a limited basis here on the farm. And we'll be getting that news out early this coming week.
And we'll have produce available before long.
That's
right.
I mean,
not yet. We're eating some, but we don't have enough to share yet. But we will.
Very quickly.
And, you know, we have radishes coming up, and those don't take that long to mature, usually about 28 days or so. So we will have some fresh produce, too. And it's in the ground. It's ready for people at some point, probably within the next couple of weeks or so. But we want to get that to you.
We do.
And
so
we're devising a plan. You worked on it a lot yesterday. And, you know, we have some fresh herbs that will be available. you know, what's better than a better treat right now than fresh food?
Absolutely. And it's healthy.
It is healthy. And, you know, to give you a little trip out to the farm. And we also may look at some potential delivery.
Yes.
And, but we're forming a plan.
We are. So stay tuned for that. Watch our social media, our email. If you're not on our email list, that's a good way to keep up with what's going on here on the farm as well. We're going to have like a new order form system available. So watch all of those channels. I'll put a link to the sign up for the email list if you're not already on that. So you'll be in the know about what we're planning, when we'll be open, and the system for how to pick things up and still stay safe.
Yeah, I think we can do that without human contact. And, you know, we can still wave from the window. And, you know, but to keep everyone safe, but yet be able to enjoy some good local products.
That's right. So still moving forward.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Gardening does not stop.
No.
We have found now there were some of the scone ingredients you had trouble finding, but yesterday we had a very successful shopping trip and scored some good ingredients.
That's right. So I think we can do this.
I think we can too. And we will.
We will. So watch for that.
That's right. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.